The following reflection is led by Tara Brock. To access more of my meditations or reflections, or to join my email list, please visit tarabrock.com. This meditation has the language of turning towards our future self. And what that really means is our future self is the most evolved expression of who we are. It's really how awake, loving presence lives through this body-mind when it's fully manifested. If you prefer other language, you could say your high self or your true self. So we begin by imagining or visualizing our being when we're really manifesting love and presence, this future self or high self. And you might imagine 5, 10, 20 years ahead, whatever feels right, how your more evolved being appears. And by that I mean you might start by sensing where you are. Are you someplace inside or maybe in a natural setting that resonates with who you're becoming? So if you're at all visual, you might visualize it or get a felt sense of some place where your future self is. And if you're visual, you might sense even what you're wearing, if there's a certain color or kind of clothing that expresses something about you. There may be something nearby, a favorite book, poetry, a painting, maybe a dog, a plant. And there might be certain music playing, anything that is an expression of who you are becoming. But mostly sense how your future self's wisdom and love expresses through the eyes, face, posture, the way the hands are. So see if you can sense energetically your own being when your heart's really awake. You can explore now bringing a current life challenge to your future self. Just bring something that's going on right now that's difficult, maybe something that's hard to forgive in yourself or in someone else, or feeling a failure, something that's a struggle that maybe has to do with addictive behavior or something you're really afraid of. Some loss that you're facing, some conflict. And that you're bringing this to your future self, your more evolved, awakened being, to get some guidance, to get some healing. In the sense that you've shared it and now you're really opening to listen, to receive the response, maybe words or an energetic response, message of some sort from your future self. beyond the words, you might allow the felt sense of your future self's presence to fill you. Just notice how your body feels when that presence fills you. How your heart feels. Sense the expression on your own face, how it changes when you're manifesting that awake heart, what your eyes are like, your posture, and you might even let your posture shift a little right now to feel that you're really allowing the energy and consciousness of your future self to fill you. You might let your hands soften or in some way be in a gesture or position that feels expressive of that consciousness. Sense how you can include what's arising in your current life, that it belongs, and you can include it with love. Letting yourself get very familiar with the sense of, so when this heart is really awake, it's like this. You might sense in the situation that you brought up the different possibilities of responding when you're connected and trusting the presence of your awakened heart. I return to the river, I return to the mountains, and I beg to wet every object and every creature, and when they accepted, God was ever present in my arms. And God did not say, where have you been? For then I knew my soul, every soul, has always held God. We close by sensing how this very heart, what is described as the awakened heart, the empty, fearless, radiant heart, holds the world. That all the waves of life, all creatures, all beings belong in this heart. Just to feel our prayer that all beings know their belonging, that all beings everywhere can trust their very essence as loving presence, that all beings live from loving presence, that there be great and natural peace on earth and everywhere. May there be peace on earth and everywhere. May all beings awaken and be free. Namaste and thank you. For more talks and meditations, and to learn about my schedule or join my email list, please visit tarabrock.com.